Time to talk sport now with ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy. And Catherine, there was a lot going on the weekend, a lot of it good, some of it bad. The Matildas played their first match at the World Cup last night. I had to go to bed at halftime when we were in front, but the result was a heartbreaker.
It was a heartbreaker, and that's okay, Fran, because that's my job, to stay up and drink extra coffee this morning so I can chat to you. But it was absolutely heartbreaking. Now, this is a horrible stat that the Matildas own in their first game. So that was the latest winning goal scored in Women's World Cup history, and that was the Italian goal. It was 94 minutes and 34 seconds in, incredibly, consigning the Matildas to a 2-1 defeat in that crucial World Cup opening game. And really, it didn't look like it was going to go that way. And maybe you should have stayed up until the end of the match, Fran. You were the good luck omen, and we'll need you to stay up from here.
Well, what happened? Because when I went to bed at the last half of the first half, they definitely looked like they were dominating the Matildas. So what happened then?
So you're exactly right. As you'll have seen, Sam Kerr, in what was a great sign for the Matildas, scored her first goal ever at a World Cup. 1-0 up, they were dominating possession, shots on goal, as they did for the match. In the second half, it was Barbara Bonassea. She scored two goals for Italy. She'd actually scored a goal in the first half, 9 minutes in, that was disallowed by the VAR. But two goals in the second half, and they lost 2-1, which is absolutely devastating. They were overwhelming favourites, ranked higher, of course, than Italy. They're also ranked higher than Brazil, who they play on Friday. But in a World Cup, anything can happen. And as you saw, Fran, two-thirds of possession the Matildas own. They had 16 shots to 6, but they just couldn't convert. Yeah. And nerves have got to have played a part.
Got to convert the goals, and you've got to be faster getting down the back there, I think. Just briefly, we're going to be talking about the Ashley Barty's great win coming up after the news, but there was another final too. We haven't spoken much about here. Rafael Nadal has won a record 12th French Open.
Absolutely, and we'll speak about it more in the next hour, but he is the first player ever to win a Grand Slam 12 times, an incredible achievement. He beat Dominic Thiem in 4 sets. Incredibly, Thiem actually broke serve in the first set. Rafa was angry with that. He went on to win the set 6-3. Thiem took the second set 7-5, and after that, Fran, Rafa played like he was late for dinner in Paris, so took the last two sets 6-1, 6-1 to win that title, and it's an incredible achievement. He now has 18 majors. Federer has 20. He's creeping up on that record.
He's getting there. All right, Catherine, more sport at 7:30. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Fran.
And ABC Sports presenter Catherine Murphy is back with more sports news. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Fran, and I can assure you that unlike Matt Bevan, I am not wearing pyjamas right now. Okay. I thought I should clarify.
Fully clothed in your leisure wear. As we discussed earlier, the Matildas have suffered a disappointing loss to Italy in their first match at the World Cup. So that means they're under pressure now, doesn't it?
They really are under pressure, Fran. As we discussed, a 2-1 loss to Italy, and that killer blow came with seconds to go. It was Barbara Bonassea scoring that second goal for Italy. Initially, Sam Kerr had put the Matildas in front, but really the coach, Ante Milicic, coming under pressure now for defensive lapses that really caused those Italian goals. And we saw that in the World Cup warm-up game against the Netherlands when the Matildas lost 3-0. So they're really going to have to work on that ahead of Brazil on Friday.
And more bad news for Australian teams overnight, with the cricketers losing to India in the World Cup.
That is exactly right. I feel I've got all bad news for you this morning, but India have beaten Australia by 36 runs at the Oval. Shikhar Dhawan's century helped India to a 352 total. He struck 117 from 109 balls. Virat Kohli also really impressive with 82 off 77. David Warner and Steve Smith did notch up half centuries, but it just wasn't enough, Fran. India too good.
Okay, and just briefly, we've heard about Ash Barty's game. We spoke to New York Times tennis correspondent Christopher Clary earlier, but how's she been celebrating?
Well, Fran, she is the big and the best news of this weekend. You'll be pleased to hear she's been celebrating with beer, not champagne, and a good old-fashioned knees up, but still very low-key in an Italian restaurant. Lots of pasta, lots of steak. She will be all set for the grass court season. So Ash Barty's still celebrating, and why wouldn't she? Not sure how Rafael Nadal's celebrating. He's just won his 12th.
Yes, I know. And pasta and steak, just what she needs after that good runaround she had on the court. Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Catherine Murphy.